I don't think I would class myself as a out-and-out striker now. I think half and half between a midfielder and a forward. It's the way we play. We want to create an overload in the middle of the pitch, and me dropping in as the deep striker, if you want, or attacking midfielder, whatever, however you want to put it, is important to how we play. And then when we don't have the ball, it's important to how we defend. So
has that, then learning that role, is that part of what's helped you improve your game, or certainly keep your place in the team?
Yeah,
it's not that easy, is it?
No, I think I've always understood the role. I think now I'm in a better physical shape, how that I can play that role a little bit better, which helps obviously. But yeah, I think it, as you get older and you obviously get more experience, and it was a relatively new position. I started obviously playing when I come back when we were in League One, but I think you could get away with a few more things in League One. But I'd like to think since I've come back into the team, I've brought something to the team, which is important.
Yeah, and of course at 26, you're probably heading towards your peak almost. I mean, you like you said, maturing on the pitch and off it probably helps everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think the way we want to play and the way the gaffer wants to play, you have to understand that. And I'd like to think I understand it, having worked with him for so long, probably better than most. So yeah, obviously you just want to keep playing and the team, most importantly, the team keep winning. So,
and how important is it for you to sort of show you can do well in the Championship? Because, you know, when you went to Bristol City, it wasn't an easy time at the club anyway, but you were in and out the side. You probably thought, well, actually, maybe I didn't get a fair crack of the whip. You know, now you've got a chance in the top of the Championship to show you can live at this level at least.
I think people from the outside perceive it like that, but I don't look at it like that. The only people I try and impress is the gaffer, Jace, and obviously your teammates to try and get respect from them. And obviously impressing the gaffer keeps you in the team. So I don't think I would have stayed in the team for as long as what I have this season if I wasn't doing that. And he didn't think I could play in the Championship. So
of course,
you don't play in the top of the Championship team when you ain't good enough for the Championship. So
yeah.
I think I can understand why people would maybe say that, but I think, especially this season, that's probably been put to bed.
Some people will be saying from the outside, oh, they're just slipping a bit, a couple of defeats in the league, out of the cup. Does it feel like that from inside the camp, or is the momentum still there, do you think?
Yeah, I think the momentum's still there. I think if you watch them games, Norwich, we weren't quite at our best, but probably didn't deserve to lose the game. Maybe didn't deserve to win the game. Leeds, probably not our best again, deserved to win the game comfortably. I think with
chances in the second half, particularly.
Chances, obviously, I had a goal disallowed that was proved to be onside quite comfortably. We like missed a penalty. We've missed chances. So on another day, we win that 4-5-1 and no one says anything. And all of a sudden, a so-called bad performance is turned into another hammering. So it's fine lines. Obviously, we don't want to lose games. And Villa the other day, they've scored a world-class goal to put them 1-0 up, and their second goal's a good goal as well. So I think there's two ways to look at it. Okay, we've lost 3 and 4, but I think we would look at it over a longer period of, even in the league, I seen the other day, over the last 6 games, we're still 4th in the form table. So I don't think we're doing too bad. I think we take this position.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got to ask you about penalties, because when we were driving back from Leeds, and we were saying, well, hang on, I think four missed out of 8 or 9, different penalty takers. And I said to Willow and Chris, how come different people are taking them? Why isn't it one person owning it and going, I'm the penalty taker here? It's a funny one, isn't it? You're all sort of having a go. And does anybody want to be the penalty taker, do you think? Or is it just whoever's on the pitch at the time thing?
I think you'd find there's probably about 10 that want to take the penalties. I think from what I believe, the gaffer would say, I would take the penalties if I'm on the pitch. If Jan's on the pitch and I'm not on the pitch, he would take the penalties.
Right, okay.
If neither of us are on the pitch, I have no idea who would take the penalties. And if both of us are on the pitch, I would say whoever gets the ball first is going to take it. So it's one of them things. You miss you miss penalties. I missed one. The keeper saved it. Jan hit the bar.
I was thinking about it because the Kevin Morales thing, of course, happened as well when he was arguing with Leighton Baines, and it made me think, who's taking them?
We don't have it written up on the board who's going to take the penalty, but I think everybody would know more than likely the nominated penalty taker, and if I'm on the pitch, I'll always volunteer to take one, no matter how many I've missed. So it's up to the gaffer to say, I don't want you to take another one if I've missed a few. So he hasn't said that, and I'm sure he hasn't said it to Jan either. So let's hope we get another penalty in the score.
What about Watford then, finally? Because, you know, teams have had to come up against you and you've been scoring freely, and they've just blasted 12 in 2 matches. So they're coming here in great nick. I mean, it's got the makings of a terrific match, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Yeah, they're scoring, like you said, scoring freely, and we have been scoring freely. So, yeah, it'll probably be 0-0. No.
Don't say that. I don't think you'd settle for that, would you?
Think we've got to win our home games. I think we want to win every game, so...
Well, that'll keep you there or thereabouts, won't it?
We'll be going into it full of confidence. We'll take confidence from the fact that they've been conceding goals, and obviously we'll be wary of the fact that they've been scoring freely.